So Lindy gets on Google and she starts typing in sneaky ways to get your kids to eat vegetables is what she's about to start typing in. She gets through typing sneaky ways, and what pops up on the Google suggestions for people type in, it says sneaky ways to get pregnant.
Ooh.
What the fuck is going on, dude, to where that is a common Google search?
It's probably in her history. She probably searched it before.
No, that's not how Google works, homie. Mm-hmm. It's everyone.
Uh-huh.
Women out here are searching. She don't have to do sneaky ways to get pregnant. I'll get her pregnant. I'll get her pregnant right now.
Do it then.
I will.
Prove it.
Okay. Anyways.
I better see a pregnancy test.
You're fucking ruining the thing again. Next week. You're ruining it.
Now tune into the greatest.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
$2.
Poor little feller.
$2.
About ready to drive home. I was minutes away from driving home. I said 7:10's a cutoff, and then I'm driving home.
You were minutes away from not getting a Two Fellers podcast this week.
Yeah, because somebody just falls asleep. He says, be here at 6:30 sharp, and I rushed. I sped on the highway and got here at 6:38.
Give it to me, bro.
And I was like,
give me a brutal tongue lash.
I was like, oh, nice. 6:38. That ain't too bad. That's only 8 minutes later than what he wanted. He said 6:30 sharp with a knife emoji.
Yes, it did.
And I get here at 6:38. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. I have to listen to his annoying ass fucking answer machine. Believe it or not, Seth isn't at home now. Me. I listened to it multiple times. I only left probably one or two messages total. But every time, I have to listen to that beginning part of his answer machine. You got to change that, dude. You got to change that because the beginning part's so annoying. It goes,
absolutely
ring,
not. People
ring,
love it, dude.
Ring. And then as soon as your answer machine kicks on, the first thing you hear of your answer machine kick on is, I don't know what that part of the song is about. What is that?
It's me. Dun, 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 dun.
Believe it or not,
Seth isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I mean,
I'm
like all that part.
Out, or I'd pick up my phone. Where could I be?
But see,
believe it or not, I'm not home.
But you were home. Yeah, I like the whole little jingle and everything. I just don't like the beginning part where it sounds like a baby crying. Like it doesn't.
If you listen really carefully, you can actually hear Coral at the beginning. Little baby Coral going.
Really?
What?
Is it?
She says something. Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that's kind of cool. You would have thought I would have picked up on that considering I called you 28 times.
Yes.
28 times.
So
multiple text messages. He was sleeping. I was like, great. He's back on the dope. He's fucked up on dope. He's sleeping.
No, don't fucking put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
That's why I think, because I'm like, who falls asleep at 6 p.m.?
Dude, well, I work early. I work first shift.
Yeah. And I've worked first shift. I've been up since 8. Actually, no.
Well, you have kids at home and shit going on.
Yeah.
I came home. I was tired. First of all, I apologize. I'm very sorry.
I accept your apology.
I would never do that to you on purpose. And I'm very sorry.
Well, I know that. Partially, I was worried, too. I'm like, something's going on. Hopefully, he's just sleeping. Hopefully, that's it.
I hate that you fucking think that now.
I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything. You could have fell asleep in the bathtub with your favorite toaster.
I do like to make toast on the edge of the bath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what it could be. It's like partial frustration. It was like 80% frustrated, pissed off, and then 20% of worry.
Yeah.
Are you making sure that we're actually podcasting at this point?
No, we're good. I do appreciate and understand your concern. However, I wish you wouldn't, worry and think those types of things. But like I said, I am sorry. Yeah, I was just crashed out, dude. I probably slept for like maybe 2 hours last night. I don't know what it was. I got caught in kind of a Netflix loop for a minute. And I found this really great show on Netflix that I was watching.
You gonna tell me?
Well, first of all, Lindy and I started watching Power last night.
What is that?
Power is a show on Stars, and it's
another streaming channel. You just have all the streaming channels, don't you? Well,
dude, there's something glitched on my account
that it lets you,
and it just lets me keep ordering whatever streamers I want to, and it keeps letting me do the free trial over and over. It like doesn't notice. So yeah,
another thing you're getting away with, just like when you go to the store. And you're like, oh, you didn't notice this fan at the bottom shelf of my cart. I guess I get that for free. Just like that, huh?
Oh, oopsie doopsies. Oh, that's crazy.
I got some stuff for free the other day. You want to hear my free? It was a slight railroad, but it's kind of cool.
Okay.
All right. There's this gas station. This is actually on the way home from the podcast last week. I am on my way home. I stop at this gas station. I get myself like a soft pretzel and like pop or something and like some cheese, and this gas station has this new age technology where it's like a little like flat tray with like a scanner thing above it.
Yeah,
it's like a self checkout, but it's different than like your normal self checkout.
Where the J&H,
or
you have the Circle K over by your house,
over by my house. Yeah, I think it's Circle K.
Yeah,
so. Or it's right across from that Meyer's gas station with the Starbucks.
Circle K.
Is it Circle K? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not like your normal self-checkout where you do individual items and you go beep, beep, you know, and like scan each one and it shows up. This one, you put everything on the flat surface and it goes, this is your total.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yeah. So the good thing, and you're supposed to like put everything like barcode up, but the trick with this is, I don't work there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oopsie. I didn't know that label wasn't up.
That's what I'm saying, dude. So, I never steal anything. Ever, ever, ever. Have I gone through a self-checkout and I accidentally forgot to scan something?
Of course.
That might have happened before. That's
probably happened. So
good
this
possibility.
Thing, it's like it's supposed to scan and it scans only like one of the five items.
Ooh.
Or whatever, right? Yeah. Oh, and they had sell Pokemon cards there. And I had a pack of Pokemon cards there. And I thought I was getting away with it by putting the one stack on top of the other, like two, like, you know what I mean? So it wouldn't be noticed. Mm-hmm. It didn't notice and half of the shit. It only got like the barcode of the pretzel. And I was like, huh. Okay. So I went beep boop beep boop. Left. Only charged me like $3 for all my shit. That's a big discount.
Wow. That's straight up thievery, home slice.
It was an accident. I don't work there.
Damn. Okay. Cool story, bro.
Is that bad? Should I not have said that? Am I gonna get in trouble?
Yeah, for sure. The FBI's on their way to kick in your door right now. So, hope that was a good pretzel.
It was delicious.
Anyways.
The cheese sucked.
Trying to spit out my apology / explanation story.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, Lindy and I got caught up watching Power last night. So that's a pretty good show. It's executive produced by 50 Cent. It's about homeboy like is a drug kingpin and then he opens a club and
starts selling vitamin water.
Yeah, he starts selling vitamin water, mixing up flavors in his basement and shit. And
that's how 50 started. Vitamin water. He literally started it in his basement.
And he was just playing around with like pomegranate juice and like all kinds of shit. Like electrolytes and
it's like, what if I just took my regular old water and I added dragon fruit to it?
Shit.
Yeah. And that first
it's
he had
crazy.
To first he had to invent dragon fruit. You know? Like he had to go get a dragon, make it have sex with a gay dude.
Yes.
And then harvest that gay child.
He's crazy.
And then that
he's so crazy, it just might work.
That's how dragon fruit was invented.
Yep.
Dragon banged a fruit.
Dragon Ball Z fruit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, that's a pretty cool show. We got caught up watching that for a bit. Then Lindy passed out, and then so I'm like, okay, let me. I'm not really tired yet. Let me find something else to put on. So then I go to Netflix and I pop on the show Black Summer. And if you haven't watched that, holy shit, is that a fucking thrill ride of a show?
It's a show.
It's a zombie show. And I'm thinking like, I really have a fucking bad taste in my mouth still from The Walking Dead and all their fucking bullshit. Can't stand it. You know what I mean?
Resident Evil's cool back in like 1999.
Yeah, and then Resident Evil just came out with a show on Netflix too. It's just called Resident Evil. And that had some interesting parts to it too. But overall, just a lot of dumb storyline bullshit. A lot of fucking talking.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid shit. So I'm like,
Get to the action.
I don't know. I'll check out this Black Summer. And, dude, it makes The Walking Dead look like a fucking little fucking...
softcore porn?
Kindergarten show, dude. Like, yeah, it's insane. And it's the way they shoot it is it's like little parts. They'll be like Steve and Jenny. And then I don't remember anyone's name, but it'll just pop up on the screen. Steve and Jenny. And it'll show Steve walk in and then his interaction with Jenny and then whatever, they got a fight and they do something and they get away and then it will flash to it'll be like morning and then it will just like it'll just show little chunks and then they all end up tying together like at the end, then like the people will meet up together or something.
So what you're saying is they don't waste like a lot of time of being like, this is the character, blah blah blah, this is the person.
None of that.
This and this, like they just give you the people, like they just tell you, right? Like, look, this
more,
is what's going on.
It's more of a first person experience, like you're like as if it were you, if it were happening to you. And yeah, dude, it's just go from the beginning to the end of the episode. It's just insane. And the zombies in the show they're more like the 28 Days Later style, like the infected.
The fast ones.
Yeah, and I'm like, that is fucking scary, dude.
Yeah, the slow zombies aren't as scary.
Dude, yeah, the little Walking Dead bitch-ass ones. Ain't nobody scared of that. That's why in the show they just walk up and just chop their heads off and shit.
Yeah.
That's not
scary. That's why you can get away with a baseball bat as a weapon.
Exactly.
Like a fast zombie, you ain't using a baseball bat because by the time you swing on one, another one's biting you in the neck.
And these ones are fucking vicious, dude. They turn quickly, like within like less than 20 seconds. And
like when they get bit, they turn.
Well,
you're saying?
It's the whole thing. Like if I'm pretty sure if they get bit, they turn, but it's just like in Walking Dead, that everyone has the virus. So if you die, you're coming back. Like the virus is just, we all got it now.
It's already in you.
And yeah, then they got about 20 seconds and then motherfuckers pop up and they go, and just fucking lunge at you, jump, and just start fucking eating your face off. Vicious, dude. So yeah, very good show.
Is it like post-apocalyptic, like the world has been over, or is it like the world is starting to be over?
It's like different chunks of it. Like, so there's season 2 came out not that long ago, and there's only a few characters that they actually follow up until season 2, and you're watching season 2 and there's all these new people and you're like, what the fuck, man? Like, where are people from last season? And then they pop up. So I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, it's a fucking really good, just a thrill ride of a show.
It's called what?
Black Summer on Netflix. Check it out.
Isn't it weird how Netflix, like, we both have Netflix, right? I don't see any of the shit you talk about.
Yeah, right?
It's like our algorithms are so different that, like, I have Dancing Birds. Have you seen Dancing Birds or Dancing with the Birds?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have seen that?
Yep. That's fucking pretty crazy show.
It is crazy. I like it. But I'm just saying, there's, like, some weird shit that I watch, or, like, Where the Crawdads Sing.
I saw the trailer for that.
It's a good movie. You should watch it. I don't want to spoil it, but I watched... It's one of those things where, like, Britt starts watching, I'm like, what is this romance film, this like romantic bullshit? Yeah. And you're like, okay, and then as I'm like playing Pokemon on my Switch, I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty good, and you start to get roped into it, and then next thing you know, you're like, wow, this is a great movie, you know? It's one of those films.
Yep.
I'm not gonna spoil anything, but that bitch is crazy.
I did want to watch that. It looks good. You should. But you should. It is crazy. Also, I try to watch everything, dude. I am a cinema whore for sure. So I want to take it in.
We could be like the next Steven and Ebert.
Last night, Lindy and I just watched also Nope, the Jordan Peele movie. Nope. And I gotta say, I did not care for it, really.
So you would say Nope?
Nope to Nope. Yeah. It was interesting, and I liked the comedy in it.
Which one is Jordan Peele? Because I kind of started watching Key and Peele a little bit on Netflix.
Yeah, Key and Peele.
Yeah.
You know, Keegan Michael Key is the skinny bald one. The other one is Peele, Jordan Peele.
So he's the big producer guy?
Yes. Isn't it crazy?
I thought it was the other one.
I just said this last night. I'm like, who would have thought he had all these fucking horror movies up his sleeve? It's fucking crazy.
They are horrors, though?
Yes.
Because wasn't there one with, like, racism or something?
Yeah. They all have a bit of comedy to them, and then they're why can't I think of the name of the other one right now?
It's like a short name as well.
Get Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get Out, and then there was also a sequel to that one.
Hmm. And it was like the black people, like it was like a bunch of white people being racist or something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember. It's some fucking weird shit, dude, whatever. But anyways, yeah, I didn't really care for it. I didn't love it. It's just they didn't explain a lot of things. And they left a lot for the imagination, which is
sometimes
usually good.
Sometimes that's fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's usually good for a movie, but I don't know. It was okay. Hmm. So, watch that, watch Power, and then got into Black Summer. So then this Black Summer, like I said, it's a fucking thrill ride, dude. And I'm sitting there, like, gripping a fucking pillow just watching this show. I'm like, holy shit. There's this one scene where this girl has to crawl through a ventilation shaft, and they stole like a bag of guns, and she throws it through.
What do you mean a bag of guns?
A big army duffel, and it's filled with submachine guns.
Okay, it's a duffel. Rifles. I was thinking like McDonald's bag.
A grocery bag filled with guns.
Yeah, it was like how many guns could you fit in that bag? It must be handguns only or something.
No.
Or like a Mac-10.
There's a bunch of ammo and shit in there, and she throws it in the ventilation shaft, and she's scooching with this bag, and there's a guy behind her. He's got one, too, and they're both scooching through this ventilation shaft.
But they're friends
and
scooching?
Then
she's not going to shoot them behind?
Yeah, they're friends. They're scooching together, and they're stealing these guns, so they're like trying to be low-key, and then something goes wrong, and some bullets, you can start to hear bullets flying.
Through the ventilation shaft?
Well, they hear them at first, and they're just like, what the fuck? And then, bullets fly through the shaft, and they're like, holy shit. And then she turns around, and her buddy got shot. And she's like, are you okay? Oh, my God, are you okay? And he's not responding. And then
he's
all of a sudden,
dead.
He fucking comes back, and she's stuck in this ventilation shaft
with him,
with a zombie right behind her. Fucking, and she's crawling. So that one, when it popped up, the thing was crawl. That's what it said. And that was so fucking intense. So just to give you an idea about
she shoots him though, right?
I'm not gonna give away.
She has to shoot him. She has a bag of guns.
But she can't get it out. She's in a ventilation shaft.
She should have kept one gun out.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, I would have opened that bitch up immediately and loaded one of them. Like, but they were trying to be low key and walking through this place like
still,
everything was fine.
I would be scooching with the bag and then have one gun in my hand as I'm scooching.
I kind of thought that too. Like if you're walking around with a machine gun, like somebody gonna come up to you and be like, hey, what are you doing with that gun? Like just fucking shoot the fuck out of them. None of your business, dude.
Yeah.
Die.
You're dead now.
But anyways, watch that for a bit. And then I'm like, holy shit, like I've been watching this for a long time, and I look at the clock and it's like 1:30 in the morning, and I'm like, god damn it, dude.
And you gotta get up at 8?
Yep, well, I have to be to work at 8.
So you gotta
like
get
between
up by 8
7. And 8:30, like I'm supposed to, no later than 8:30 I'm supposed to be
They're
there.
They're flexible like that? They're like, you can be here at 8
well,
or
the start. The start time is 8, but then we have a morning meeting at 8:30, and so if you're not at the morning meeting, then you're pretty much considered late. If I'm not going to be there for the meeting, I have to call and tell somebody I'm going to be late or whatever.
So what do you do for the first half hour? Just hang out?
Yeah, I pretty much hang out, clean up our stations and shit, and just whatever, look at what the orders are for the day.
So if you show up at 8:30, then you have a dirty station? Are you the dirty station guy?
No, my station's pretty clean.
But it's clean from the day before, or you come in?
I wish Nico was here because he could attest to my station. It might be a little bit unorganized, like compared to some of the OCD people we have that work there. I have great, perfect stations, but I like to keep
clean. You keep your knives clean?
Yeah, I like to keep a clean knife.
Okay.
For sure. He's okay. All right. I got
just testing
keep
you.
Keep my eye on you. Keep that station clean, bud.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then I realized it's so late. I'm like, God damn it. I got to try to go to sleep. Not tired at all. Getting a fucking headache.
Mm-hmm.
So then I ended up shooting up to Speedway real quick to grab a snack because I was like, oh, if I just eat a snack, I'll for sure pass out.
Should have never fell for that one.
Trying to reach 300 pounds, dude. You know, should
never
mean?
Went
trying
the snack
to,
route.
Trying to get as fat as I possibly can. No, it worked though. It did work. I had a snack. I went and got an Oreo ice cream bar, and then I was like, oh, that was satisfying. That was good.
What if this? What if you have some chewing gum regularly on hand, and when you get those snack moments, just chew some chewing gum for a little bit, and then you're like,
how am I going to get fat from chewing gum?
Exactly.
A little bubblicious?
No, you won't get fat. You just chew.
Oh, that's not going to work for me, bud.
You go to sleep.
It's not going
to
work for me.
It'll trick your body.
I told you, dude. I'm trying to get as fat as I possibly can now instead of trying to lose weight.
Oh, you're trying to reverse psychology yourself.
No, I'm just trying to get as
I
fat.
I get it. Get as fat as possible.
No, I'm just trying to get as fat as
Knock
I can
on wood.
So I can file for disability for being so fat.
Oh, is that what we talked about last week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember how you don't remember anything?
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's what we're doing.
I forget that I forget.
So, yeah, then I had a fucking quite a day at work. Fucking goddamn bitch fucking bumps into me in the goddamn parking lot.
Like with her car?
Yeah. I'm fucking super irritated by all that. I don't even want to fucking go in.
How did she bump into you?
We were both backing up. And
she, you backed up first?
Yeah. I look, don't see anyone, start backing up. Then she starts backing up and just backs right into me. And then she tried to say like, well, did you even look when you... Like, yeah, bitch, I looked before I backed up. Didn't see anyone. You fucking backed right into me.
And what was her defense?
She was like, well, I looked too. I didn't see you, but I guess it might have been my fault. I don't really know. So that was the whole fucking situation.
This bitch.
Came home and got some greasy-ass McDonald's because I want to get as fat as possible. So I ate a McChicken and a double cheeseburger and a few fries. The fries were cold and nasty. Not happy with the fries at all.
Mm.
Ate a few of those. And then I was like, I'm fucking done. Donezo. And
you fell asleep.
I wiped my face with the bag.
You did that.
Crumpled it up. And threw it on the bed next to me. And then the next thing I know, I woke up from Angry Andy. Like, what are you doing? Let me in. I'm here on a fucking podcast.
Dude,
God damn it.
I normally don't come up here and knock. I knocked on your door for about a good 3 minutes. And then I heard your neighbor like talking like, oh, somebody's outside there. Blah, 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 as she's like talking about dishes and shit. And I was like, all right, I feel weird. So then I walked back downstairs. I kept calling you. I messaged my girlfriend like, I'm about ready to leave because there might not be a podcast this week, babe. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
it might not happen.
As you should.
And then she was like, want me to text Lindy? Or she's like, why don't you text Lindy? I was like, I don't even have Lindy's number. She's like, I do. I'll text her.
You do too have Lindy's number.
No, I don't. I don't have Lindy's phone number.
She's definitely texted you before. So
no, on Snapchat. We only communicate on Snapchat.
We have a group chat.
On Snapchat.
No, we have an actual group text chat.
Maybe really?
If you'd ever fucking respond to it, you'd know that.
I don't think we do.
But anyways, yes, my fault.
So I had to get my girlfriend to contact your girlfriend to try to wake you up. Because I'm like, maybe he has a different ringtone for his girlfriend, you know, than me.
I actually do.
Exactly.
For that exact reason, if I fall asleep. So her ringtone is...
What's my ringtone?
boing, boing.
So you're just getting boners in your sleep?
No, it's the goofy fucking clown clown thing.
I like boing. The one that wakes me up is the boing, boing,
boing. Oh, that's Lindy's text tone, the bark.
Yeah, the dog bark.
It wasn't waking me up, so I changed her ringtone. So then I'm like, if I ever don't wake up, I fall asleep, then call me. Don't text me, because I'll wake up to the call.
I did both.
So yeah, fucking very sorry about that. Shitty shit, man. Let's take a quick five, can we?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We don't have much time, but yeah.
Right back.
Two fellers.
And we're back after and 5 minutes.
And we're back.
It's been a hard 5 minutes, and you still have this pumpkin here.
Yeah. It's been a hard day, man. I will say that nap that I got was very rejuvenating. So I apologize that I did not answer you, and I left you hanging in the parking lot. But really needed that nap, bro. So...
All right, well, I'm glad you're well-rested. You want to know something I realized this week?
What's that, bud?
Okay, this is a weird thing to say, but I realized how much you like a friend by how long you can communicate with them in a grocery store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so me and Britt were at our local Meijer, and all of a sudden we see producer Larry there.
Really?
I was like, oh, look at this guy. And he didn't even
know. At the Caledonia?
There's not a Meijer in Caledonia. There's one on the Kalamazoo exit.
Oh, so y'all got to drive all the way to fucking Gaines Township.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the next exit. Like, we just go down and then go one exit over. But yeah, that's the closest Meijer.
Yeah, but for some reason they skip several miles with that. With that one exit,
it's there's 2 miles.
Is it two? I thought it was three. Okay.
2 to 3 miles.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a bit of a drive, but all right, cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little... It's
so I'm at Meijer.
Yep. We're getting a Meijer out by us, though. We have the gas station.
Oh, shit. We getting a Meijer,
we have the gas station. We just need
the
Meijer.
We already got the gas station, bitch. Say I won't get a Meijer by me.
Isn't that weird? They started, they're like, we'll get the Meijer gas station.
But I was wondering, because the parking lot there... It's like when you go to leave, it's like you can go right and there's more parking lot, but it leads to nothing.
Yeah,
and
that
so
means
I was wondering.
They're building a mic. They're going to do it. They haven't started it, but they're going to.
Plans. It's green lighted.
It's going to happen.
It's green lighted. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then once that happens, Caledonia is on the map. Once we get a Meijer, things are going to change around our parts.
On the Mizzap.
And honestly, we need to like... This is something we're trying to figure out, but we need to like get a house in Caledonia before, because it's already expensive in Caledonia. It's going to get more expensive.
Dude, I want one for sure.
A house in Caledonia?
Yeah. So, well, I want just a house, period. But yeah,
Caledonia would be dope.
Would be really nice.
Yeah.
Man, I kind of like this not having a mic stand thing, dude. Look, I can stand up.
You got more room for activities.
I can do motions. Did you hear my knee crack?
He's swinging hips.
It was crazy. So, a thing I kind of want to show you, dude. So part of the reason...
Wait, before you railroad... Okay, go ahead. You can go. I'll get back to what I was going to say, but you go ahead, railroad me.
Oh, sorry. No. This isn't a railroad thing. It's a whole thing. Go ahead.
Are you going to remember?
Yes, I definitely will.
Okay, so what I was saying is the length of conversation in a grocery store with a friend definitely is a determining factor of how much of a friend it is. Like... So normally, like, you know, when you see somebody that's like you don't like at all, but like it's an acquaintance, you see them in a grocery store, you're like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey,
oh,
all right. You try to avoid them, but then you lock eyes and
that,
then you're like, fuck. Okay,
of course, first off, you're going to try to avoid them. But then when you get stuck in a conversation with them, you're keeping it super short. Now, when it's somebody you like, I've noticed this. This is something that with producer Larry, where I was like, not only did I notice, I'm like, oh, look at this guy. And I walk directly over and we start to have a conversation and we're right in the dairy area, you know,
Daria. We call it the dairy,
the dairy air,
dairy area.
Yeah. And we're just sitting there bullshitting for like a good 5 minutes. And normally I have this feeling of like, I need to get out of the way of people. Like, other people are around us. Like, they're I'm inconveniencing people.
Uh-huh.
You know? But when it's somebody you actually are, like, excited to see, this is very rare for me. Normally, I've never seen people I'm excited to see in a public environment, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, not planned. So, it was, like, one of those moments where I'm like, oh, I don't give a shit if I'm inconveniencing people. It's like, no, I'm gonna talk to my friend about whatever the fuck we're gonna talk about.
Go around, bitch.
Yeah.
Go around, Karen.
And it was something that I realized in that day. I was like, no. It's different when, what is that?
Candy cane flavor breeze, bro. It's my favorite flavor. Try it.
All right.
You would think like minty, crazy mint, right? Nope. Just the sweet part of the candy cane.
Whoa.
Delicious, dude, isn't it?
Whoa.
It's my favorite limited edition holiday flavor, but it just came out. Anyways, as you were saying, Karen had to go around you to get the lunch meat, and she's upset.
Yeah, like, but it was whatever.
We're having a convo.
But it was nice. It was one of those things where you're like, oh, this is... And by the time we were leaving, I was like, we need to, like, go hang out with our friends more.
Yeah, for sure. I know. I've been trying to get a hang with you guys.
It's not like I keep. They called
Producer
me in on a,
Larry too.
I know exactly. We should all have a little like Friendsgiving kind of thing or something coming up.
Dude, I'd be down for that because I'm gonna cook for I guess just me and Lindy and Coral.
Maybe this coming weekend. I don't know the sitch, but I might just be speaking on a limb here, but. We could try to organize something. I mean, if Britt's down, we could have people at our place.
That would be great. I have Thursday and Friday off.
Now, I don't know about Thursday, because I think that's going to be Thanksgiving, so I'll probably be with...
Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yes, yeah, so is. I'll probably be with
it's
the fam.
It's not might going to be Thanksgiving. It definitely is.
But then maybe Friday or something. But, yeah, we should try to organize something. But I just been... My job has been so shitty. Like, I didn't think I could even get called in on a Saturday. Then this Saturday, they're like...
Sounds like it, dude.
They're like, hey, can you come in for this? And I was like, oh, it's a blizzard. I'm not coming in. So I told them I wouldn't come in. But it was a fucking blizzard, dude. It was so bad. Yeah. I'm not comfortable driving a semi in that shit.
That's especially the one good thing about this weather, too. You can just be like, dude, I can't make it. Like, and you can be like... You know, it's not an excuse. My car is fucking stuck. I can't get there. There's no Ubers out right now. Like, I'm sorry. Figure it out without
me. And I'm a new driver to this semi world, right? And when we first, like, the first couple weeks of being at UPS, and they had this little class, like, it was a one-day thing where they kind of went over everything, like, with all the other new drivers. Yeah, I've been there for like the past like 5 months. And then some of these veteran drivers were like telling stories and like, yeah, one time, this guy, he was going and his rear, he hit the brakes and his rear slid up around in front of him and then pancaked him.
You talked about this
already.
And he's
dead.
Last
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like one of those things that's sticking with me, man. It's traumatizing me. Like, I don't want to die by getting squished by a trailer.
Yeah, for sure. I'd let you go into that more, but we already talked about that at length.
No, that was it.
You
was
really got to work on your memory shit, dude. You got to do flashcards, memory quizzes or something.
I don't know, man.
Some,
I think
start
I might.
Taking vitamins. Like
probably vitamins.
Yeah, that might help.
I think I have a disease.
Yeah, memoryitis.
No,
sure.
I think I might be developing Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, for sure.
For real, though. I think I have brain cancer.
Yeah, I know. And I talk about that more, but you've talked about that on the podcast quite a bit also. Every time I say you, we already talked about this.
Nice thing about that is, though, like every time I see you, it's like I'm meeting a new face.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, who are you again? What's your name? Oh, yeah, we are friends. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. But that's exciting.
I just remembered, too, I would have a drink with you, man, but I forgot that I'm on antibiotics. And I'm not supposed to drink, and I am.
You already
supposed.
Did drink.
No, I didn't.
You didn't have vodka?
No, I didn't even take a shot yet. I had it sitting there in front of me, but I didn't do any. Mm. I didn't do vodka yet. I am going to do an amoxicillin, so.
Do it. Oh, he's doing it right on the pod, guys. He is taking amoxicillin right in front of me. Wow,
hell
we're wild.
Yeah, dude.
We're wild on this pod. He's chewing it. That's weird. I don't know why he chewed it.
I didn't chew it.
Shh, it was a bit. Just say you chewed it.
Oh, man, it was so delicious.
He was just chomping on it. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Like it was a McDonald's.
Can I have another? More, please, sir. More, please.
Are you going to take the full dose of amoxicillin?
I did. I took it.
No, I mean, are you going to continue to take it till the dose is up? Or
yeah, I'm supposed to take it, take the whole bottle. Every 8 hours, take one until they're gone.
And you know what I did? I
haven't been doing every 8 hours. I keep forgetting. 10 hours, oopsie. 12 hours, oops. Now I took one, and then I took one 6 hours later. But I'm pretty confident it's still going to kill the infection. So
you know what I do?
What do you do, bud?
I take almost the whole bottle except for like the last three, right? They say take the whole thing. But then I save the last three, and you do that enough with a few times of getting infections.
You got a whole other script.
Right? You got a whole extra script. And
well, I'm a believer that my body was probably going to kill the infection anyways.
Most likely.
I believe if I didn't have these, I wouldn't die. It'd kill the infection. So even if I take half the bottle, I think that's better than no antibiotics at all.
So save some for later, Augustus.
I could be wrong about that, but I might save some for later, Augustus.
Yeah. I mean, don't take them like for a fun thing, you know? Don't take them like, oh, it's a Tuesday, I'm just going to get fucked up on amoxicillin.
Right, for sure.
But like have it on standby if like maybe you can't make it to the doctor and you're like, oh, I feel like I have an ear infection.
Right, exactly. Okay, so now moving on to my next point, dude. So when I was out earlier, after my little excursion,
you went out?
My little fender banger and all that shit. Yeah, because it happened in the Target parking lot. I went in to get some milk initially for my lunch break because I was going to have some cereal for lunch.
Oh, so I thought milk. It was somebody you were at work with. I thought work parking lot. This is a lady in a Target?
Yes. I went to Target. I was trying to just... I wanted to have some milk and cereal for lunch.
So she was dressed like Han Solo?
No.
Normally, women who shop at Target are dressed like Han Solo. The tall boots, the leggings, and the vest.
Oh, no. She was dressed like Chewbacca. All she had on was this trap thing with the little...
Oh, little and she was just really hairy?
Yeah, and she was hairy, and she was like... Oh!
That's the worst kind of Target person.
Yeah, I can't really do a Chewbacca, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's exactly what she sounded like.
That wasn't so good. I was hoping it would be better.
Yeah, after all that was taken care of, I was like, okay, I still did have some things to do in the store. And so I went in, and I really got suckered in with some of the clothing they had there. So I wanted to show you a little bit. I did get a new pair of pants.
Let's see them. Unfold them. You can't just have folded up tan pants.
And these are some khaki.
Good fellows. I have those. I wear those, that brand.
Khakis.
Yeah, those are nice.
These look pretty nice.
And I'm telling you, Target's Goodfellow brand, I approve.
They were on sale, so not too bad.
How much?
Well, they were something. And then I think I forgot to scan them at the scanner thing.
Oops.
It was a mistake.
Free sure. 99. Some pants that are free 99.
So I got to go back to Target tomorrow and take care of that.
Yeah, of course. Pay them. Yeah.
Yeah, pay them for my mistake for sure.
Oops.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of confused on what got scanned and what didn't. But, you know, it was a nice shopping spree I had.
What else did you get that you forgot to scan?
And I really wish Lindy was here right now because I'm confused on what to do with this outfit. So this is a sweatpant.
This has turned into a fashion podcast.
This is a sweatpant and a matching sweatshirt combo.
Yep, they're both kind of blackish.
Green.
Like,
it's green.
Greenish, blackish. With some, like, tie-dye wash kind of style.
Yeah, a dark tie-dye. It's not, like, super...
it's low-key.
Vibrant. Yeah, low-key tie-dye.
The name of this episode is Loki, God of the Darkness? What is Loki?
No.
Thor. He's the opposite of Thor. He's...
The God of Mischief.
God of Mischief. Good job.
Yeah.
You know, the new God of War's out. If anybody's listening to this and they're a fan of God of War, go get that new God of War. You're probably already playing it.
The video game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a good
Ragnarok.
Game. That is a good game. So, yeah, I was a little confused on what to do with this. I think the sweatshirt is a little tight. I like my sweatshirts nice and baggy and loose. Mm-hmm. And that one feels a little tight. And so I'm a little
especially
confused.
If you're trying to gain weight, you need to get bigger sizes.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted the 3XL. I like my shit a little
3XL. Oh my god, that's as big as it gets.
This is a 2XL.
Really? And it's tight?
It's not like tight on me, but it's not baggy like
oh my
like how this god. One's a little the sleeves are a little long. It's a little baggy. Like,
and what is that?
This is a 2XL.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
And this sweatshirt was actually Lindy's. And then I stole it from
she
her.
She bought a 2XL?
Yeah, because...
She ain't that big.
I know. I just told you, motherfucker, I like, and she likes, the big baggy... They're cozy,
that's
dude.
That's overly baggy.
If you get a huge-ass big baggy sweatshirt.
I like big and baggy, and I get cozy. XL.
Yeah, well, you're a fucking smaller dude.
No, I'm not. I'm kind of fat. XL I have a dad bod.
XL on you is a little baggy. That makes sense.
I don't know, man.
You don't know, clearly. Anyways, so, yeah, I was a little unsure about that. But then, dude, I came across these bad boys.
He just pulled on his pants, and he's wearing a thong. He's wearing a pink thong. That's kind of weird. What is that, a triple XL thong?
It's not a fucking thong, dude, but it is. I did pull my pants down, and they're undies. You see how stretchy these undies are, dude?
Yeah, they look nice.
Yeah, and they are pink.
It's a soft pink too. It's a very nice, like, if you were like, hey, I just had a child, and then they're like, what is it, a girl or a boy? And then you're like, you pop a balloon and it's gonna have like confetti, it's gonna be pink. It's a girl pink. That's what he's wearing.
It's a girl pink. Nice reference there.
Yeah.
And then it was a two pack. This is the other pair. And
what's the brand? I'm gonna get these undies. Not as big as yours.
Dude, I forgot what the...
I'm allowed to make fat jokes because you said you wanted to be the fattest man alive.
That's
and
fine. You can make fat jokes all you want. I forgot the goddamn brand, dude. It's like... shit. I really did forget, I guess.
Read the tag. Look at the tag on the undies.
There isn't one. I already took them off, dude.
There's no, like, at the back of the butt? Look at the back of the butt.
My fault. Yeah, yeah. That's good idea. They are Pair of Thieves.
That's yeah, Pair of Thieves. I've had those.
Pair of Thieves. So they're nice and stretchy, but...
I have undies like those.
The cool part is, dude, check this out.
They have like a little weasel like character normally on the label.
Yeah, they do. But look at... This is the cool part, man. It's got...
A little nut holster.
It's got a sack pouch, dude. It's got a pouch...
For your balls.
That holds your sack and dick. And, dude, I got to tell you, these are probably the most comfortable underwear I've ever had.
But you're not using that pouch, let's be honest.
Oh, no, my nuts are in the pouch.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. See, they can't not be in it. Like, you'd have to, like, tuck your dick down to,
you know,
like,
how, like, everybody has grower and shower penises?
Uh-huh.
Not only do I have, like, I go in between grower and shower constantly. Like, sometimes my dick's hanging at a nice, like, 4.5-5 inches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my dick is hanging at a 1 inch.
Uh-huh. It happens.
Sometimes, but listen, my balls the same way. Sometimes my balls are hanging a nice 4.5 inches down. Sometimes my balls aren't hanging at all. They're up in
they're
my
protruding.
Body.
Protruding, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know, like, if those undies would be nice for me because sometimes it might be in the pouch. Most of the times, it's probably not.
Well, we just talked about the other day about sometimes in the cold weather and your dick tries to shrink up.
Yeah.
And I think these are actually helping that because it cradles your sack and it's keeping my dick from protruding during the cold. It's holding it so it's, like, kind of... It kind of holds it out.
It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. Sometimes my balls do what they
want
to do.
Yeah, they do what they want, for sure.
They fucking hang or don't.
But I'm telling you, I think these underwear would be good for that because they hold your sack in such a way that it keeps them supported and it keeps it nice and comfortable. So you guys should check that out. Those are a good pair of undies.
Pair of Thieves. That's a plug for Pair of Thieves. Look at all these clothes you got.
And then I got these, too.
You got some joggers, some khaki joggers.
Yeah, these are nice. I think these are a little big, but, you know, I'm going to gain, you know...
5X?
More weight. These are just extra large.
Whoa! Come on,
sorry,
I thought you were trying to get big.
Sorry, these are 2XL. That was the only size they had. But they're nice joggers. Oh, I didn't realize they had fucking cargo pockets on the side. That's
no, that's
gay.
Cool. I like cargo pockets.
Okay.
I like extra pockets, dude.
All right. Well, that
it holds
works.
All your stuff. I like having extra stuff. You know, I'm a guy of stuff. So
one
like,
sec, bud.
I can have my auto catcher. I can have Seth's gonna answer the phone. So extra pockets, they're not a bad thing. I know a lot of people are like, ooh, don't have cargo pockets. Don't have all these extra pockets on your hips. No. Listen, you want extra pockets because then you can hold your Pokemon catcher. You can hold your booze. You can hold a can of pop. You can hold your cell phone. You can hold your keys. You can hold your breeze. So many things need to go in pockets. You don't want it in your hands. And what if maybe you want to light a candle? Keep a candle in your pocket. Maybe you want some perfume. Maybe you want some extra candy. All that stuff can fit in your cargo pockets. Don't worry about it. People are going to make fun of you. It's just like the fanny pack thing. People like to be like, oh, you got a fanny pack. What are you, in the 90s? Who cares? Because guess what? I have an extra phone charger. I got an extra cord. I got all this stuff. I got pink crystal salt rocks in my pocket. If I want to do some voodoo, I got some chicken bones in my pocket. You got all that going on. Those people with those skinny jeans and their little mini pockets, what are they fitting in there? You got a matchbook, one cigarette. That's all you got room for. What if you got a beard? You need beard balm. You need oils. All that stuff fits in your pockets. And yeah, maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, is Andrew just bullshitting and just wasting time? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing because Seth was on the phone. What?
How bad was it? You bullshitting and wasting time.
No, I was just talking about cargo pockets and the benefits of cargo pockets.
Oh, man. Daniel Tosh had a joke about cargo pockets that I always loved. And he said, I like to fill up my cargo pockets with a change. I collect all my change. And then I go walking downtown. And the first time I see a homeless person, like, hey, you got any spare change? He goes, you just hit the jackpot, mofo. Ding, 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 ding. He just starts unloading his cargo pockets and throwing the change everywhere.
No, like, I was just saying.
Your lucky day. You hit the jackpot, mofo.
I was just comparing cargo pockets to skinny jean pockets, and what do they got room for? A matchbook?
Well, don't say it all again now. The listener doesn't want to hear it twice.
No, I'm telling you. Like a matchbook and like one single cigarette, I got cargo pockets. I can fit everything in my pockets.
That's cool, man. All right, moving on.
I feel like you didn't think it was cool.
Not really. It's bad podcasting. Even probably showing off my clothes was bad podcasting because nobody can fucking see them, but yeah. I was excited about my clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
I got some good deals and
talking
all
shit
these,
about me talking about cargo pockets and this guy's showing off his cargo pockets.
All these clothes were $20 each.
Except for the ones you didn't pay for.
They were all 40% off, so I thought I did some thrifty shopping.
Pretty good.
Anyways, dude, I've been dying to talk about this since, my daughter was here over the weekend, and we're making dinner, and, Coral's like, I don't like broccoli, and I'm like, you do too, you eat the broccoli when it has cheese on it, the cheese broccoli. She's like, no, I don't like it, it's stuffed inside a chicken cordon bleu type thing, it's a chicken with cheesy broccoli on the inside of it.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, we still got some, they were good. I loved them.
You want to know what I made today? Real quick. The next best thing that I like so much, these breakfast burritos, you put eggs, bacon, cheese, and a hash brown all in a burrito. Like, it's an actual, like...
It's like a Taco Bell burrito, yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious. You got to eat it.
I've had one at Taco Bell before. They're good.
No, mine's better. All right, anyways.
I'm sure it is.
Anyways, what you're saying? The broccoli cheddar.
I'm sure no comparison.
Cordon bleu.
The homemade one is probably way better than Taco Bell.
But the
cordon bleu thing, she wasn't down with it. I'm like, well, just eat the chicken then. And she's like, well, that doesn't sound good to me at all. And I'm like, it's a fucking piece of chicken, dude. If you don't like the broccoli cheese inside... Then scoop it out and just eat the chicken.
Makes
sense.
And
she's like, but that doesn't sound good to me at all. And she was like, looked like she was ready to fucking cry, dude. And I was like, oh my God, you're being so dramatic right now. So then I'm like, okay, well, do you like peas? She's like, no. And I'm like, do you like any vegetables at all? Like, you have to eat vegetables once in a while, dude. You can't just never eat vegetables. And she's like, not really. I like corn. That's it. And I'm like, well, guess what? Too bad. You have to eat some vegetables. Like, sorry to say. And she's all fucking pissed off at me because I'm making her eat. I'm like, dude, you're not going to be one of those people that's just like, I don't like vegetables. No, ew. Peas, asparagus, salad. Ugh. Like,
I think you're being a bad dad.
It was honestly pissing me off a little bit, dude. I'm like, eat your fucking vegetables. And then I'm like, look at me, dude. I'm sports dad now. I'm sitting here yelling from the sidelines. Defense, Coral, defense. Then at home, I'm like, eat your vegetables. I'm like, will you pick up after yourself?
Who are you?
And then what else? She was making a weird noise. And I was like, will you stop it? I was like, she was like, Megan, you're really distracting me, Andrew. Stop.
Sorry, I just want your cat to come over here. He's looking at me. He's just looking at me.
How about this?
Oh, he's face palming the cat.
You're interrupting me, dude.
Sorry.
Then she was like making annoying noises. Don't tell him to do that, dude. He's going to jump up on the fucking board. There. How about that now?
Aww.
I just shoved the cat on the floor.
Oh,
you
cat,
did that.
The cat was.
You did that.
The cat was sitting in the chair looking.
You
handsome.
Did that. Anyways, no. She was like making annoying noises at the dinner table, and I'm like, okay, will you stop that noise? That's really irritating. And I'm just like, Jesus, I sound exactly like my dad. And I'm like, what has happened to me, dude? I've become the middle-aged dad.
No, that's what happens.
And so, yeah, anyways, but then,
it's because the kids test you, dude. I have the same issue. Like, I've tried to be nice stepdad, and sometimes the kids will just be like, I'm going to make this noise repeatedly.
Exactly.
And you're like,
me.
And you're like,
me. I'm like, okay, yep, that's annoying now.
Yep. Well, at first you try to be like, okay, uh-huh, yep, please stop doing that. Yep. Okay, please stop doing it. And then it gets to a point where you're like, enough.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I don't really yell at them like that.
How you feel on the inside.
Yeah, I let Britt do that part. Yeah. She has to be the mean one.
We're having a whole fucking standoff about the vegetables. She's ready to fucking cry and like throw a fit. And so Lindy gets on. It's funny. This story actually has nothing to do about any of that. So Lindy gets on Google and she starts typing in sneaky ways to get your kids to eat vegetables is what she's about to start typing in. She gets through typing sneaky ways, and what pops up on the Google suggestions for people type in, it says sneaky ways to get pregnant.
Ooh.
What the fuck is going on, dude, to where that is a common Google search?
It's probably in her history. She probably searched it before.
No, that's not how Google works, homie. Mm-hmm. It's everyone.
Uh-huh.
Women out here are searching. Mm-hmm. She don't have to do sneaky ways to get pregnant. I'll get her pregnant. I'll get her pregnant right now.
Do it then.
I will.
Prove it.
Okay. Anyways.
I better see a pregnancy
test. You're fucking ruining the thing again.
Week.
You're ruining it.
Next week, I better see a pregnancy test that says positive.
Okay, bro. Yep.
Lindy, you do it, I'll do
Lindy's
it.
Poking holes in the condoms that I'm not wearing when I come inside of her. You're right, dude.
All it would take
She's
is her being like,
sneaky trying to get pregnant.
I'm done taking birth control.
She did that a year ago.
She snuck it on you?
No, she just told me she's not taking birth control anymore.
And
she
you
ran
still
out.
Nutted inside?
Yes.
You're risky.
Religious. I want a baby.
Wow.
I want to have a baby.
This is good podcasting right here. This is news.
Is it? Because yeah. I feel like it's bad because you're stepping all over my bit as usual.
No, this is good. This is personal stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
You're talking about how you really want a baby.
Well, it gets much better. So anyways, you're totally missing the thing here that is a common thing that women are searching on Google.
That doesn't
surprise
me. Sneaky
ways
yeah.
to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So in the
I've met a woman before.
Yeah.
My buddy, you want to know here a sneaky way to get pregnant? This happened to my friend. This bitch, he came inside of her and she actually, no, he was trying to pull out. And she wrapped her legs around him, forced him to nut inside of her.
Yeah.
This is what he tells me. I wasn't there. I didn't witness this. but forces him to come inside of her. And then after he does, and he's all like, oh no, oh no. You know, he's all like panicking and shit. She takes.
He's panicking.
He's like, oh no! What's happening?
Oh my God! No! No! I'm coming! Oh! 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 Oh!
She takes her legs, lifts them up in the air, and like she puts her arms underneath her butt, like to prop herself upwards, so the cum goes
soak down in.
Yep. It's like when you put bread on some toast, and you're like, I want to wait for it to seep in. That's what she was doing.
You put bread on toast?
Yeah, you mean
butter? You said bread on toast.
Shut up.
Well, it just makes sense, dude. Nobody knows what you're talking about. Butter, you mean? Butter on toast?
I said butter on toast. What are you talking about?
You said bread on toast, fool. Run it back. Replay it right now.
You like bread on toast.
Run that shit back. See, I told you. See, there. I just inserted.
He was right. We just listened. Yeah, we listened back, and he was right.
Yep.
So I'm an idiot.
So, anyway,
at least I don't fall asleep when we're supposed to podcast.
Oh my God.
6:30 sharp.
At least I don't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking moron like that
who sleeps at 6:30.
At least I don't get tired
during the day.
You would if you could. You'd take a nap. I know you would. You used to all the time.
Yeah, I like naps.
Anyways,
dude. I did take a nap today.
Okay, cool. Sorry. I want to get this out.
Earlier in the day.
The fuck out of me. Just hold on to it. The sneaky ways to get pregnant thing. That's a thing that women are out here searching. That's alarming. That's crazy. So then Lindy stumbles across this article, and it talks about this college couple, this girl, she's hooking up with this guy, and her roommate is obsessed with the guy. She really likes him, but her roommate's fucking him. And he comes over and bangs her all the time, and she can hear it going on in the other room.
And so
one night she sneaks in and she goes through the fucking trash and she gets the condom that has jizz in it and she fucking sucks it up with a turkey baster. And fucking,
she has a turkey baster. That's even more alarming.
She has a turkey baster.
That's crazy. Who has a turkey baster?
So she shoots it inside of herself and gets
pregnant.
What
college person has a turkey baster?
Oh my God, you're missing the point.
Isn't
dude.
That insane?
Shut the fuck up.
No, but
dude.
Like, what college kid has a turkey baster?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, you're cooking turkey for your family
on
Thanksgiving?
That's so crazy.
That is crazy.
She probably went out and fucking bought one, dude, because she's a psycho.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Anyways, she injected this dude's semen into herself and got pregnant. And then this dude's like, what the fuck? Like, she does a DNA test and shit, and she's like, it's your baby. And he's like, what the fuck? I never touched you. And she's just like, well, yeah, you did. And he's just like, no, I fucking didn't. And she's just like, well, it's your baby. So this dude is on the hook, has a baby with this girl, and he never had sex with her.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
That she had a turkey baster.
It's
I
so
can't believe
that.
Who in college has a turkey baster?
All right, dude. This has been a good podcast, man.
But for real, who has a... I'm just saying. But what happened? Did he have to pay child support?
Yes.
No!
He had to fucking take care of this baby and be a dad and raise a child... That he never fucking touched this girl. It's fucking insanity, dude.
More of the story is, if you know any girl that has a turkey baster, don't nut in her friends or nut around her friends. Yeah, don't nut at all.
Just save
if you know a girl that has a turkey baster, just don't nut. Just almost come, but don't.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Anyways, sorry I fell asleep again, dude, and we had to rush this episode.
Why are you throwing a pair of cardboard at me? This says pair of thieves. I knew it was pair of thieves.
Dude, why do you just constantly interrupt me, dude?
It's part of the podcast.
You're bad at podcasting sometimes, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You really are.
At least I wake up.
Nobody likes to hear that shit.
You just
Everyone's like, let him finish the thing. Shut up, Andrew. Let him finish the thing.
What do you want me to say?
Shut up, Andrew.
You threw this cardboard at me that says pair of thieves.
Yeah, because you were asking about the underwear brand.
And you told me it was Pair of Thieves, and I said, yeah, I know that brand.
Because I just found it on the ground.
I don't know, man. I feel like we're like a
couple.
Dude,
you need
that's
to learn
fighting.
How to like have like a non, like have things go on that don't come out of your mouth also during the podcast, and then have like, you know, a secondary.
What? I don't know what you want me to do with this. You
could have just
at me.
You could have just looked at it and not said anything.
And been like, yeah.
Anyways, it was this has been a great way to end the episode.
This has been Two Fellers. I'm not mad at him at all for waking up late. Honestly, no, I'm not.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We had a podcast,
guys.
And it's been what? Have we done a full podcast?
We're done.
Is it been a full podcast?
Yep.
And Lindy's sitting waiting.
Yep.
It's all right. Sorry, Lindy. I know you won't listen to this, but. Sorry. At least we did a podcast.
We did. We got it out.
Because this almost didn't happen, you guys.
Yep. Just like that guy's semen.
Because Seth was sleeping and making dreams about getting fat and not fitting into 2XL undies.
It was the McDonald's fault, dude. It was a McDonald's coma that I slipped into. Anyways, we really got to go, man. Thanks for listening. We'll catch
Thanks.
You guys next week. And moral of this week. Watch where your cum goes, guys.
Yeah, and watch out if there's a girl that has a turkey baster.
If she's got a turkey baster, dude,
Don't trust her.
Red flag. All right, thanks for listening to Two Fellers, guys. Peace.
Don't eat McDonald's. It'll make you sleepy.
Fucking A, Feller.
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 Feller.